now we're to 27.
And this has sound.
Okay, and this is the music. We had had music on the deck computers for many years. A guy named Peter Sampson, who was a Model Railroad guy and so forth, originally did a music system for the PDP-1. And it was based on what was called the program flags. There were these lights that on the PDP-1 that were just could be tested by, you know, skip on program flag 1 or skip on program flag 10. And it also were on the console. There was a physical light bulb that you could see on the console. It could be set up to the program to do whatever it wanted.
Mm.
And so the interface simply consisted of connecting the light drivers that were driving these lights on the console through a capacitor to a mixer and an audio amplifier. So it was purely a square wave kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer was making music simply by toggling that at an audio rate. And the PDP-1 was fast enough, it could do it for sort of three parts, more or less, before the sample rate became too low and you got aliasing and it began to sound better.
Mm-hmm.
When we got the PDP-6, we just updated the same program, and this PDP-6 being faster and so forth, we were able to do six parts. And
this is a recognizable song.
Yeah.
So you've got a score someplace? Or?
Oh, yeah. This was typed in from sheet music in many cases.
Okay.
And there was a compiler called. It wasn't really very much a compiler, but it did reformat things and basically do a certain amount of.
Now, this is all pre-Moog synthesizer and all that kind of stuff, right? This
yeah.
is just the original notion of taking.
Well,
switched
on bug.
The date on this is 1969.
Yeah, see, this is quite old. We'd had music much earlier than this. So that's right. This is probably not pre-Moog synthesizer, but the original PDP-1 music, I think might very well have been.
Okay.
Again, you have to look at the exact dates.
The details,
but basically, that was already going when I got to MIT in '62. So Sampson actually hacked that sometime '62 or earlier. I got to MIT in fall '62.
So original computer science had an artistic connection to it right away. It's only later it did.
There were a few other computerized music things that existed in those days that were pretty funny. One thing that was not done by us, but it was just something of the time. There was something called a 650 chamber. The IBM,
yeah.
big IBM computer centers, yeah. had a machine called a 1401, which
right.
was a peripheral.
Yeah.
Peripheral processor to the 7090
right.
and so forth. Well, those machines had a high-speed printer with
right.
a chain,
yeah.
and somebody at IBM generated a music thing that basically had to do with striking, printing things on that thing at the right time, and so forth. And for a marching kind of thing, for a percussive kind of thing, it actually sounded pretty good. It is a pretty interesting sound to it. So there were just a few things that were.
They held up creating that chain for the Arabic, Farsi, and so forth languages for so long because they wanted to just create one chain for that entire region.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way that the chains that they had for the European had the umlauts and the other pieces in the chain, so they just manufactured one chain. They wanted to play the same game with that region of that kind of alphabet. So they talked about it for 10 years or something, and by the time they finally solved it, we moved on to dot, the whole thing became moot.
Yeah. The chain was really, printer of those days was really quite a piece of logic, and that chain really went around pretty fast,
yeah.
And the thing skipped, when it went to form feed, one page, it really moved fast.
Yeah.
It was 75 inches per second or something.
Yeah,
so
it was
paper really. So occasionally, when it would shoot too much, it would.
Well, this thing would eat a forest. I mean, the thing would just.
And you had, well, in a large operation like down at Houston Spacecraft Center, they had several of these 1401s lined up, and people would come in and get output on huge sheets of these huge sheets of paper this thing worked on. Yeah. They came in with two wheels and pick up a stack of output that high, which I thought was immoral.
Well, it when it was printing, it was only 600 lines per minute, which in those days was a lot, but it's 10 lines per second, so it's going pretty good, but the paper is moving kind of slow, but then when it gets to the page eject to move to the top of the next page, and it's in the middle of the previous page or something, it goes shoot. It doesn't waste any time moving that page at all to get to the next thing. So.
And remember, that's the only way you get information.
Well,
there's a couple of people in the experimental laboratories that get screens, but the world at large, the only thing you're getting is you're getting these things. The world of business and so forth is all running with these huge reports, and that's it. The 1401 is the biggest thing on the block.